Okay, we are reading in Chutz La'aretz Parsha Shlach, if I remember correctly, and so the beginning of Parsha Shlach talks about the Meraglim, and we're sending our Meraglim Latures Haaretz to scout out the land. And the end of the Parsha, it's a certain symmetry. We speak about the mitzvah of tzitzis, and the mitzvah of tzitzis is also uses the language of los asurach re'alavav chamachrei nechem. You shouldn't scout out with your eyes and with your heart. But when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, I want to just share a thought or two about the mitzvah of tzitzis. And when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, the Torah tells us that ureisem osam oso uschartem eskol mitzvah Hashem. Is that when you see the tzitzis, that inspires you, that reminds you, that clues you in to all of Hashem's mitzvos. And in that sense, the Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Gimel says, Shkula mitzvazu keneged kol ha-mitzvos kula. And therefore, the mitzvah tzitzis is one of those mitzvos that is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvos kula. It somehow has this magical, magical power. And the Gemara identifies a few different ways that it does so. I want to share three, maybe four ways, just briefly, that the mitzvah tzitzis is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvos. So, first of all, the Gemara and a very, very famous Chazal say that the mitzvah tzitzis has tcheles. And tcheles is a very, very inspiring color. Because tcheles, says the Gemara, is doma leyam. It has the same pigmentation as the sea. And the sea, when you look at the sea reflects the color of the sky. The yam doma lerakia. And the rakia, when you start to reflect on the rakia, that projects you to Kisei HaKavod, that projects you to heaven, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Hashem. And perhaps this message is that when it comes to tzitzis, but every aspect of life, there is a way to reach the Ribono Shel Olam. There's a way to reach a majestic, a broad sense of spirituality via nature. And by being inspired by colors, by things around you, by triggering from tzitzis gets you to tcheles, gets you to the yam, and yam gets you to rakia, and rakia gets you to kisei hakavod, which gives you this broad vista and vision of the Ribono Shel Olam, of spirituality keneged kol ha-mitzvos. And one message that tzitzis gives us, again, you wouldn't come up with it on your own, but you're supposed to make those jumps. You see tcheles, you get to nature, and you get to nature, you get to Hashem, and you get to a totality of spirituality. That's one mission, one way that tzitzis is shkula keneged kol ha-mitzvos. Another way that tzitzis is shkula keneged mitzvos, as we learn, is that the gematria of tzitzis is 600, and there are 8 strings, and there are 5 knots, and that gets you from tzitzis to 613. And what I would posit is the message there is, yes, wearing tzitzis, doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, if you do so with an open mind, you fulfill the mitzvah. So yes, you think about this mitzvah, and this mitzvah needs to trigger you to where it brings. 600, 5, 8, that brings you to other mitzvahs. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah. And perhaps even more so when it comes to mitzvah tzitzis, because mitzvah tzitzis is not a mitzvah chiyuvis. You don't have to do mitzvah tzitzis if you don't want to. You can live a life of wearing non-four-cornered garments and never fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis and not have any demerit, not have anything missing from your avodas Hashem. No, you have a lot missing from your avodas Hashem. Because Hashem gives us certain mitzvahs that are, in a chanami, are mitzvahs that are optional. You don't have to opt in. But by choosing to opt in, by choosing to do the mitzvah, by putting yourself in a situation where you're like, yes, I'm going to wear arba kanfos so I can fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis, so I can connect to 613, that's an expression in a very significant way of avas Hashem. Is if I don't have to, but I do so anyway, that identifies a certain sense of avas Hashem. Imagine a husband who only does for his wife that which he has to do. So, yes, the deal is I go shopping, you wash the dishes, I do the laundry, you make the... No, that's not going to be a relationship that is an ahava relationship. A relationship that their gifts, little notes, little acts of endearment, opting in, doing the things that are optional, voluntary, those are the things that are expressive of a sense of avas Hashem, and that's what tzitzis, by doing the mitzvah, mitzvos trigger other mitzvos. Performance triggers other mitzvos. Thirdly, says the Gemara, in a very striking Gemara, the Gemara tells us that we have a smichos ha-parshas, not in this week's parsha, but in parshas Kisetze, the Torah tells us, lo silbash shatnez, tzemru pishtim, do not wear shatnez, yachtov, gedilim ta'aselach. Rather, wear tzitzis. And the Gemara has a lot of drushes, that there's an iser shatnez and a smichos parshas to tzitzis. And the Gemara says, you remember one mitzvah, or isem uscharten. You do one mitzvah, and that brings you to another mitzvah. You do a mitzvah tzitzis, that brings you to shatnez. Shatnez brings you to avodas ha-kohen gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, where there's a heter shatnez. In other words, there's a smichos ha-parshus limud ha-torah. Limud ha-torah brings us to mitzvahs. We have, for example, you study tzitzis, and now, are you allowed to wear shatnez in your tzitzis? The answer is yes. Why? Because aseh docheh lo taseh. The Gemara expresses that by learning Torah, you study this mitzvah, it brings you to another mitzvah. Urismo sam, study tzitzis, it'll bring you to understanding shatnez, and that'll bring you to another mitzvah and another mitzvah. So another way of the broadness that the Gemara learns from tzitzis, urismo so uskartem, is the Talmud Torah process. And I would posit that all of these are absolutely necessary, and all of them are absolutely significant. Is that, on the one hand, the third point, Talmud Torah, the more one studies, the more one learns, the more one appreciates Chochmas Hashem, Mitzvahs Hashem, their depth, and what is involved, the closer one is Miskarev to Hashem. The more one understands every single mitzvah, and that's a way of, or Isem Osam, Uzchartem is called Mitzvah Hashem, that's the Talmud Torah piece. There's the Asiya piece, there's the performance piece, that you wear the tzitzis, Gematria 600, five knots, eight strings, that brings you mitzvah, goreres mitzvah. One mitzvah brings another. And then there is the natural world, is the tcheles. And you see the tcheles and that inspires. That looks, you look for that inspiration. It brings you to the yam, it brings you to rakia, it brings you to kisei hakavod. And all of them are there ensconced in the mitzvah tzitzis. The mitzvah tzitzis, like all mitzvahs, are there to inspire. Tzitzis has a unique capacity for that, perhaps because of its optionality that brings us closer to Hashem, that enables us to be even more connected. But through these means of Talmud Torah, Asiyas HaMitzvos, and seeing the natural world and all of its glory and all of its power and all of its magnificence, all brings us to an appreciation, or Isimoso, Uschartem, Eskol Mitzvos Hashem. Have an excellent Shabbos Kodesh.